listener production.
Hello, I'm Rosie O'Brien. A 16-year-old boy remains under police guard in hospital after allegedly stabbing two people at a church in Sydney's west. It's been declared a terror attack with multiple agencies investigating. Our terror threat level has not changed and remains at possible. A woman has been sentenced to 6.5 years jail after fatally hitting two young men repairing a broken down bus on the Sunshine Coast back in 2022. Kelly Renee Lidicote was found guilty of dangerous operation of a motor vehicle causing death while adversely affected by an intoxicating substance last year. She'll be eligible for parole in April 2026. Police have nabbed a teen believed to be behind a series of violent attempted car thefts on the Gold Coast. The 18-year-old is said to have attempted to steal vehicles from Southport, Main Beach and Surfers Paradise earlier this month, making threats to drivers while using force to remove them from their seats. He's been charged with more than half a dozen offences. The Woolworths CEO is in hot water at the Senate inquiry into supermarket pricing after refusing to answer questions about the company's profits. Greens Senator Nick McKim, who's leading the inquiry, has warned Brad Banducci he could be held in contempt, which could land him in jail.
That in accordance with Section 7 of the Parliamentary Privileges Act 1987, subject to a penalty of up to 6 months' imprisonment or a fine of not exceeding $5,000. I want to make sure you're aware of those matters.
Josh Dunkley is confident the Lions can build on a two-game winning streak against Geelong, but the vice-captain isn't underestimating the Cats ahead of Saturday's clash at home, conceding the Gabba hasn't been the fortress it was for Brisbane last season.
They've, you know, rediscovered their form of the premiership year, and they've just got so many good players across the board that can stand up. It's in certain areas of the ground. You know, Jeremy Cameron's been dominating, Brad Close has been dominating, Grime Myers has been dominating, so things that'll have to go in process to beat them.
And in NRL, the Gold Coast will be without Jaden Campbell due to a knee injury when they take on the Sea Eagles this Saturday.